This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Tom is pushing Josh barbecue sauce and chicks' hats. It's on the way in just a minute.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Got into a fight with my wife. It turned really ugly. She called my name, said I'm loud. Sometimes snotty, sometimes smugly. She called a lawyer, told me to leave. I can't believe this has happened to me. Now I'm living in my SUV.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
I've got fire stones under me.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
Stay in the parking lot at Best Buy, though I'm not a buyer. I bathe in their men's room sink, then squat beneath the hand dryer. And all our friends feel sorry for her, though I'm the one living in a Ford Explorer. Oh, I'm living in my SUV.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
In a blazer lives next to me. That guy brought home an STD.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
Now he uses the same sink as me.
Don't wanna live in my SUV.
Ew.
Oh, thank you.
The cabinet, ladies and gentlemen.
Tim and the
cabinet. We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance room.
Hello, chick.
Looks like he has a robust cup of coffee over there.
Irish coffee, baby.
Oh, yeah. You get your coffee, Josh, and then to make it Irish, you
Irish.
throwing some diced potato.
That's right. There's Willie Griswold.
Might go for a beer walk after work. It's kind of nice.
A beer walk?
Yeah, get started
a little
early.
What's a beer walk?
Nice. Put some beer in a Starbucks cup. Go for a walk. No one's the wiser.
Be sober one day in your life.
And people think, oh, look, shower, he's having beer, coffee.
Josh, if I don't do it, I'll get the shakes.
There's Josh Arnold. Now there's Ace Cosby.
I have a question. You're talking about Tom.
Shut up, Tom.
Thank
now
you.
Now go.
They know.
we'll remember that.
Man.
We are, what we are, where we are.
The notion of the shower beer.
Mm-hmm.
Can this be a bottled beer or must it be a can?
I prefer a bottled beer, but you have to be quite careful.
Yeah, you don't want to break it in the shower. That would be bad.
It can get slippery in
there. Now you cut your feet all up.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, okay, I'm just asking.
You want to cut your feet.
The shower beer is, so presumably you open it prior to getting in the shower, or do you have to take a church key in with you?
Yeah, it's nice.
I opened it a church key.
What old freak.
You know what? When was the last time you had a beer?
Always have the best questions. Church key is hanging around your neck all the time.
When is the last time you had a beer? You had a sip of my beer in Vail when I was like 20.
The last person to have a shower beer where they needed a church key was in the Mekong Delta. While Fortunate Son was playing.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Washing off the Agent Orange.
That guy in that Zac Efron movie brought him a couple PBRs.
I like that movie.
It's fine. It's cool.
It was good for you.
It's a good story.
That was a fun movie.
Do we all have to suffer because of it? Is the answer.
Zac Efron, a fine performance, a good story. The larger point here is we were trying to find the right merch for Josh. Do you think a church key would be too dated?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
We weren't trying to find merch. You were.
Yeah.
And I still don't know why.
I think a barbecue sauce. I think a barbecue sauce would go. You could have it so you could sign it.
I don't think that.
And you have such good taste, and you have a palate trained in the realm of that era, that ilk of food, if you will. I could see the Josh Arnold barbecue sauce. We'd have to think of a clever name for it.
Yeah, no, none of this is interesting to me.
You tell him, Josh.
Yeah.
None of this is interesting.
I tried to tell you.
Now, but what I suggest is, why not make a Bob and Tom Show barbecue sauce then?
Because I think you represent...
You want me to represent.
That's right. And what would be... For example, my last thing I gave you, you were saying off the air, I gave you those 200 vinyl albums. Completely sold out.
Yes.
This is the same idea.
It was 100.
By the way, I have some Chick McGee hats and t-shirts if you're...
I just gave mine away.
If you don't have any money to buy a job. Yeah.
Now, I know, Willie...
I'm available for purchase if you'd like to...
That's nice.
Can I just sell your guys' stuff?
You want a Patty G koozie?
Also, a Chick McGee hat, a Pat Godwin koozie.
I have some CDs you can get rid of.
Ace, I'll sell a frozen pizza. You can bring that in.
You could do a dollar a holler. Everything a buck.
No, you can't. The hats cost me more than a dollar. Shut your dirty whore mouth.
You be quiet.
They're rotting in your garage right now.
Not letting them go for a dollar an hour.
I'm representing Willie in this. Here's the deal.
Hey,
Willie,
if you want to talk about rotting in a garage, I'll sell all your Dick Mango jackets. I got plenty of old Bob and Tom merch I can sell in the garage.
Yeah, you do.
It isn't merch. Those Dick Mango jackets are costumes. Now,
how about an online Bob and Tom garage sale?
Oh, there we go. That's
a great idea.
You want to package it and ship it? Amy just drove off the road. Ace, I'm gonna kill Ace. I'm telling you, Josh. How about this, Josh?
Okay.
I'll get 1,000 bottles of Josh's barbecue sauce. And the next event we do, we'll all sit around signing them.
I don't understand.
So you won't sign my hats, but you'll sign dickheads.
I never mentioned my koozie.
Josh is that right? His favorite.
That's now, first
favorite.
Off, I'd
what
be,
a jerk you are.
I'd be mad if I weren't such a dickhead. Second, I would be. Why not just make it the Bob and Tom Show barbecue sauce then?
With a Chick McGee hat?
That's more appealing. Not everybody likes me.
No, but I think people who like barbecue sauce do. They think you're akin.
I made too many enemies with my anti-marinade rants in the barbecue world.
Boy, that did go.
Oh, yeah,
nothing has made people... Boy, the things I've said on the show.
Yeah. It's so funny what pisses people off.
Yeah, yeah.
You never know. Especially when you're kidding.
Right, they really took it to heart.
I just think it'd be great. How about this? I know a guy.
Oh God, he's still going.
Yeah,
I've got a barbecue sauce guy.
You have a barbecue sauce guy.
Yeah, he also happens to be a man of the cloth. So that means what, his barbecue sauce,
barbecue?
God approved. He's not of the Catholic faith.
Oh, jeez. Hmm?
Was that that one weird Jesuit ass
no,
guy?
No, 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 yeah. No. The bald guy, you know him, right?
Presbyterian sauce?
Did you ever have any of that?
Methodist sauce?
Methodist sauce.
I will not have any Lutheran barbecue. Please and thank you. Let's keep this holy.
Now, Chick, what strain, if you will, of the Christian faith has the best softball teams?
Methodist.
A Methodist. That's a given.
Well, if this is the guy I'm thinking about, I don't want anything to do with
no,
this.
No, it's not. You don't know this guy.
I think I do.
You do. What does he look like?
He doesn't look like a person from this planet, I can tell you.
No, this is a different guy.
Wait, I don't think we want to get in the food distribution
I don't
business.
Think
we
do either.
We do not.
People no. Have... I can see it
what
now.
What about my
koozie?
What about... Did you see the Josh Arnold recall?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing.
The wisteria epidemic. Is that what it's called?
How did that happen? They're black hats with the Chick McGee Show in white. They're perfect for any occasion.
Okay, well, you give them to Willie. He sells
t-shirts.
Willie sells them $5 a pop. He keeps $4.
What am I selling? What am I selling right now?
Chick's hats.
Nothing. Okay. No, not for $5. Well, I don't get anything. I get $1 a hat.
What are you getting for him now?
Well, nothing, but I'm holding out.
What did you spend for
become
it?
Collect-
holding out for what?
I think there were hats. They were like $90 a piece.
Oh, yeah.
They're very nice hats.
And this is called dead stock in collecting, and it's very important. You hold on to it in box, and it's revalued in the future.
Dead right. stock. I've dead never
stock.
Heard that.
It's dead stock?
And as long as you own it, you can keep writing it off, from what I understand. That stuff will depreciate.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
I'm sorry, dead stock?
Dead stock.
Doesn't dead stock sound like something that radio stations do?
Yes.
on Memorial Day weekend? It's dead stock. Live artists, they're all dead. The Doors.
No, that's Fantasy Island or Fantasy Park.
No, that's your playlist.
Amy wants to kill Ace. Now every program director out there wants to kill Chris.
They all drove off the road with Amy.
Right.
You remember the Oidar radio wavelength or something? It was radio backwards, and they would have... It's the Doors with Janis Joplin, and they'd have all these dead people playing concerts. They just put crowd music behind them.
Remember the?
Wait a minute.
Do you remember the playback when you're driving back?
Oh yeah,
From the concert.
From the concert, right. Play the songs in
you
order.
You just heard.
I always liked that.
I loved that.
Yeah.
I didn't like it when they put the fake applause on it. But
no, I wouldn't like that either.
I love that though.
Yeah. Yes.
And the commercials for the DUI lawyers were a nice touch. Everyone get on.
Well, it's got to be right there for you.
Also, do you remember when I was talking about my hats?
Yeah.
Yeah, we could probably sell those. That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I got to move these hats, Tom.
I'd like to buy one.
I hate to say it, but Ace actually had a good idea. We could do the garage sale.
Now, Chick, if you gave me a hat, I could wear it. People go, Where'd you get that?
Haven't I given you enough out of the kindness of my heart?
I'm trying to be a walking billboard for you.
Yeah, Monday. Bring in.
We'll all wear one of your hats on Monday. Yeah.
That eats up like 5-6 hats.
Is that all you have, hats, or did you also do shirts?
I did shirts. I got shirts.
I like shirts.
You want shirts? Hats and shirts.
I don't wear t-shirts.
Oh, that's right.
You're
hard. What do the hats
we'll
say?
We'll have a Chick McGee
Day. Chick McGee Show.
We'll all wear hats and shirts.
Who doesn't? We'll move them.
And then we'll sell our worn shirts.
Oh.
I'm in shipping and receiving, you know, so I could get them all together. And
that's what I did with my album.
Ship them out.
When Amy figured out that I figured out how to pack things and pay postage, she was very happy.
No, God, no.
I'm not going to bother poor Amy.
It's kind of fun.
She's got cakes to make and all sorts of.
Yeah, I like your idea, Ace. The garage sale. That's a very fine idea.
You didn't like the first-hand store we had. Why would you like the garage sale?
Good idea, Ace.
Good idea, Ace. Well done, son.
Could have offered me the barbecue sauce.
Ace's barbecue. What about Ace's pizza sauce?
You know what? That's not bad.
Ace's pizza sauce?
Yeah, Ace's pizza sauce.
Well, think about that.
And we'll okay, you know, Ace,
how about
Ace
is willing. No. How about Ace's soul music? No. How about that?
Chick, you got to be careful.
Well, you got him selling barbecue sauce.
No, I don't.
You sure as hell do.
I have Ace.
An email from Clayton. Will Ace's merchandise come with coupons?
Oh.
Oh, that's even funnier.
Oh, that's hilarious.
You know what we should do? Ace, I got another idea for you. We find a local merchant.
So help me, if he comes up with hats and starts selling hats, I'm going to have a problem.
The Ace Cosby joke of the day hat.
Son of a...
Ace, I got
order now, you get a free Chick McGee hat.
And I get nothing except an empty garage.
We find a local merchant that wants to do a coupon, and it's the Ace Cosby coupon. Oh, you have to go to some place to pick up. Huge.
Good idea. Good
idea.
It's
all about
Tom.
Foot traffic.
Two for one, right?
Josh, okay, forget about the barbecue sauce.
I have.
Okay. Martin, hang on here.
Yeah.
For your merch after each show, bottled gravy.
Mm.
Does it have to be refrigerated? How does that work? I don't know.
No, it doesn't have to be.
Doesn't?
I have brown gravy that is in the cabinet.
Okay. Yeah, gravy in a jar.
Yeah, in a jar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you think?
No!
Yeah. Also, if you say, hey, after the show, come over, you can buy some Josh gravy.
It
sounds
Josh
very...
You want to guess?
That sounds like baby gravy.
Yeah.
You want to... Josh Arnold's baby gravy.
Oh, huge. It's a white gravy.
That's... You know what? That's $1 million idea.
It is not.
You have you...
I got the poster coming already.
It's and, my own personal baby gravy. Every drop guaranteed.
I squeezed it myself.
Josh's mom calls. Josh, honey, I don't understand. You're selling baby gravy?
That's right, mother.
That's right, mother.
Yes, yes. Aren't you proud of your second?
That's a fantastic idea, Tom.
Or an idea. Either way.
Pat, Ace is gone. You're like, now you're supposed to underscore the Ace.
I'm still laughing.
Oh,
and Josh is, it is not.
Oh, God. Okay, sir. Are we going to be able to get any more news in?
What do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about the baby gravy some more.
No. Well, why don't you sell some? Chick McGee's baby gravy or baby batter?
Well, he can't make babies anymore.
I can't make babies. I'm... I'm barren.
Well, yours might not be as nutty as mine.
Baron von Chick.
Maybe.
But you still squirt something.
Well, something comes out, sure.
Oh, I thought you...
Is it...
some effluent?
After you had that procedure done, is it runnier?
Not that I noticed.
The viscosity doesn't change.
Yeah, but you've separated... The curds from the whey, if you will.
What are they?
It must be like the sauce in a carbonara pasta.
Right.
Like what do they call that?
It's microscopic.
Decaf? What is that called?
It is microscopic.
Why don't you ask Ace? Maybe he can help you.
Ace, are you...
Any questions you have.
Have you had that procedure done?
No.
Oh, okay. Well,
you're still potent?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They don't have enough thread to sew it back up.
You know,
because... You need to get down there.
You know
how it is. Get down there. It's huge. And that's sports.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Christy, we have time for one more. What do you
All right, well, we might as well talk about this since we're kind of on the subject. Sexually transmitted infections skyrocketing among adults over the age of 65.
Uh-oh.
Health experts say there are several reasons why. According to Dr. Faith Coleman, the main factors contributing to the rise of STDs in seniors are lack of knowledge about sexually transmitted diseases.
What?
Older people are staying sexually active later in life.
Let's hump.
Factor I did.
The availability of new sex partners. Bring on the villages.
Here it is, boys. We got fresh meat.
Here they come off the bus.
If you think about it this way. Think about a college dorm and think about assisted living.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Exactly.
And I like the women with dementia. They can't remember. We just did it yesterday.
I told them we never did it yet.
She's every day she's a virgin. Oh.
And since...
Chris, so they're going to remake that movie?
Since life expectancy of a woman is nearly 6 years longer than that of a man, there's now a partner gap, with older men having multiple female sexual partners.
Cleaning up.
Yeah.
Line them up.
Cool.
Which Chick has always said, you'd be the king of the nursing home.
I'm going to be there, buddy. Yes, sir.
Swimming
with my less than semen.
All of this coupled with
I was asking if it was runnier. That's all.
It's low condom use increases the risk of
STDs. Again? What
low condom use.
Oh, yeah.
Old people don't use condoms.
Well, no one wants to teach grandpa how to put a condom on a banana. That'd be
more like a prune.
Odd day.
According to the CDC, older men have 7 times the rate of gonorrhea, 10 times the rate of syphilis compared with women. Between 2010 and 2023, chlamydia cases among seniors more than tripled.
Yeah.
Gonorrhea increased by 600%.
Wow.
And syphilis cases increased by a staggering 1,000% in 13 years.
Ooh. With older folks?
Yes.
The syphilis, I mean... Be careful, you'll go blind sooner.
Got a lot going on.
That is rough.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
So,
maybe...
keep it in your pants.
Put a rubber on it.
Again.
rubber up for safety. Yeah. Rubber up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's.
How about quit being so gross and filthy, women?
Oh, yeah, it's our fault.
Well, you said the guys are all getting it. Who are they getting it from?
Well, that's right. Because
you disgusting ladies.
And Christy, you don't
know
this.
If you want the hog, take a shower.
Yeah.
When you're a man of a certain age, you're not going to know you've got anything because it burns when you pee all the time anyway.
Why?
It does?
As you get older, it just starts to burn?
Well, maybe it's just me.
I don't know. I didn't think it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.